we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, happy Convenience Day to you today, Brevard County. I was just realizing today is 7-Eleven Day. 7-Eleven, July the 11th, 2018. We are thankful that you have tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM here on your radio. I used to say dial tuning device, shall we say. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. And we are thankful that you have tuned into the Refresh Radio program. We're going to spend the next half hour today talking about the Word of God. You and I are the light of the world. And today we're going to be in the book of Isaiah, chapter 8. We're going to be looking at that and how we need to realize the source of where people are coming from. If you don't know where people are coming from, you don't have the context of what they are trying to communicate. And Isaiah chapter 8 talks about some spiritual confusion that was going on in the Promised Land and how confused people were. And so we're going to be talking about that. But before we get to there, I want to talk to you about Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. And Bill Andriak is the that's his company. And he is absolutely phenomenal at what he does. You know, there are cooling systems that operate in a lot of different things. So if you've got a freezer, there's a cooling system involved in that. And a refrigerator, there's a cooling system involved in that. If you got an AC in your car, all of those systems work in a similar manner. And so I was discussing with him at one point in time some problems that I was having with my refrigerator. And it wasn't that it wasn't cooling, because the freezer was freezing very, very well, but the refrigerator itself was not getting cool. And so I told him everything that had been done, and he says, I wonder why it continues to do that. He was the first person that ever asked, why is that problem popping up so quickly? And here a couple of weeks ago, he had told me that he thought that the coils on the bottom of my unit probably needed to be cleaned. So I got to church one day, and I had an a refrigerator there that was doing the same thing. And so I got down on my hands and knees, and I looked at those coils, and guess what? Those coils were really dirty, and I figured out how to clean them and stuff like that. I got so excited about that I went back to my house, and my refrigerator there was heavier than I couldn't do it by myself there. I got some people to help me to get it to where we could clean that off. And all of that comes because of how knowledgeable Bill Andriak at Creative AC Solutions is about the science of cooling. And if he can do that sight unseen and diagnose a problem where others had failed, they had fixed some things, they'd got some things to work, and they'd replaced some things, but they had not solved the problem. If he can do that without looking at it, imagine what he can do when he is there and gets to lay his very eyes on it and deal with the problems that your AC unit might be having. It is the warm season. It is the hot season. It's hurricane season. You want to make sure that your AC is up and running. And so if you're in the central part of Brevard County, I encourage you to call Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284, and get them to come and get your unit up and running and keep you safe during this hot season. I want to tell you about a situation that happened here a little over a week ago. Our kids were going to camp, and when you go, there's hair checks and all of that sort of stuff, and the line forms out in the heat, and then it moves into the air conditioning. So during that time, it had taken us a couple hours to get there, and so there's all sorts of talking and video game playing and all of that in the hallway, and we had had all these conversations, and I noticed that there were two young ladies. They were standing just in front of our group. They were standing right there by where I was, and they didn't look like they were part of the group that was in front of them, and I've told you how shy that I am. So I just began to ask them, well, where are y'all from? Because there's one of the other groups was from Fort Myers. I saw churches from Newberry and Fort Lauderdale. There were churches from a lot of different places that were coming. And so I just asked, hey, where are y'all from? And it turns out they were from Brevard County. And it's like, oh, well, that's great. Told me what church they were from, big church. And, we were excited that they were there at camp. And then one of them, said, well, where are you from? And I said, well, we're from Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island. And she said, wait a minute, I know that church. And she'd never been to church, but I think she might've said she knew about the church, but it come to find out, she listens to the Refresh Radio broadcast. And I got excited. I maintained calm on the outside, but I was excited not because somebody recognized my voice, because when she said that she listened to the, or I asked if it was because of the radio program, she said, yes, I knew I recognized that voice. I told her, thank you for being a young person that is wanting to feed their spirit. And whatever age she is in her teenage years, she is already listening to teaching and preaching on the radio. Folks, that was so exciting to me, that the Word of God is going to make an impact on their life. And so I hope that they had a great camp. I prayed that they had a great camp. Our kids had a great camp, and we'll be taking some more here in a few weeks for kids camp. I've got one of my daughters going on a missions trip to Honduras. July is an exciting month for us at Merritt Assembly of God. I want to take you to Isaiah chapter 8 today, Isaiah chapter 8. And I want to begin reading in verse number 11. It says, for the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, do not say a conspiracy concerning all that this people call a conspiracy, nor be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. The Lord of hosts, him you shall hallow. Let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. He will be as a sanctuary, but a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, as a trap and a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble. They shall fall and be broken, be snared and taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob. And I will hope in him. Here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, who dwells in Mount Zion. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. They will pass through it hard-pressed and hungry, and it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their king and their God and look upward. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness and gloom and anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. So the first thing that I want to talk to you about And we are going to be talking about today, for we are the light of the world. And our world is in need of great, great illumination and revelation. And the first thing I want to point out to you is in verse number 11, "For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people." You and I are supposed to walk differently than the world walks. My wife had a medical procedure back in the month of May, and because of that procedure, her walk is different now than it was before. That's a good thing. Day by day, she gets stronger. She's gone back to work, and she did that. She changed the way that she walks because she has goals in her life that she wants to accomplish. And she says, "When I get to do that, it will be worth everything that I've gone through." You and I, the strong hand of the Lord is upon us to affect the way that we walk so that we walk differently than the people of this society does. I was preaching at our church on Sunday night. It was July the 1st. And I was talking about a passage out of Psalms, and it was a similar passage. It was talking about the hand of God. And I shared a testimony with them about how Merit Assembly of God was radically transformed because a person, I was having a conversation with them one time, and they've never attended a service at Merit Assembly of God, ever. They contacted me. I didn't contact them. I eventually contacted them as well as them contacting me. But it was them reaching out to me initially. And their testimony was, "The strong hand of God has been upon me." And because of that, it affected the way that they walked, and it changed Merit Assembly of God in a powerful, powerful way. I believe the same thing will happen to you and I when we recognize the hand of God upon us and allow His hand to change the walk that we have, and when God starts speaking to us, then it's going to impact our society in a great way. It talks about that these people are calling for conspiracy, and God tells Isaiah, "Don't be afraid. Revere God. Keep Him as holy. Treat Him as holy. Let Him be your sanctuary." And He says, while He is your sanctuary, while He is your fortress, while He is your safe place, then for other people who have rejected Him, at the same time that He's a place of safety for you, He will be a stumbling block and a rock of offense to them. He will be a trap and He will be a snare, but for you and I, He is a safe place. It has everything to do with our attitude, our mindset towards God, our revering Him, our positioning Him at the head of our life. And so in verse number 15 says, "Many are going to stumble, many shall fall and be broken, they shall be snared and taken." Now, verse number 16, a powerful, powerful verse. It says, "Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait on the Lord." And it ends in verse number 17, "And I will hope in Him." Okay? And so you and I, we've got to have that appreciation for the Word of God. We've got to have an appreciation for the law of God. God is the one that set up natural laws, and He also has supernatural laws. The law that is being talked about here is the written law. It's the Torah that has been described. It's the Word of God. And He says, "Seal the law among my disciples." Do you realize that the Word is not just supposed to be on our lips, it's not just supposed to be in our mind, but it is supposed to be inscribed on the tablets of our heart? It's supposed to be something that is birthed down in the inner recesses of our being so that we want to do what God wants us to do rather than constantly fighting against God and maybe eventually on an occasion surrendering and accidentally doing what God wants us to do. Seal that up. Make sure that the word of God is hidden in your heart so that you do not sin against the Lord. He says, I will wait on him and I will hope in him. I can tell you, he's worth the wait. He's worth the wait. Something happened to me on July the 1st that was something that my wife still finds hard to believe. She wasn't there, so she's probably would need video evidence. But we were renting a vehicle for camp. I had prepaid it. I had made the reservation. I showed up at the place, and I showed up a little bit early, but I wanted to make sure I was on time. And the guy put in a phone call to get the vehicle, and then he put in another phone call to get the vehicle and another phone call to get the vehicle. And he told me the first, he said, it's probably going to be right about your time that you were supposed to be there. I was supposed to be there at 4 o'clock. He said, that's about the time it's going to be. If you want to go inside where it's air conditioning and come back out, that would be great. And so I went back in. I came back out about 5 minutes because I didn't want him waiting on me. And we waited and we waited, and he called and he called and he called. And I saw other people come up who didn't get their vehicle the way that they wanted to, and they got in all irate with this guy who had done nothing wrong. And so I waited. I talked to people that I'd never met before. I just figured, why not? You know, they'll either be telling stories about, can you believe that crazy person came up and started talking to us like that? Or they might actually go away and say, wow, that was so nice of him. But anyway, so I was talking, I waited and I waited and I waited. And I just go up from time to time. Any word, is that it over there? It wasn't it. Is this one it over it? No, that wasn't it either. And so we waited and we waited. And I want you to know, I waited an hour and a half. I was waiting to the point where it was almost getting to where I was going to miss Sunday night church because of how long we had waited. But because of the demeanor that I had, the guy said this. He said, you are the most patient customer that I have ever had. God bless you. Have a great day. He gave us a break on the expense of the vehicle because of the way that I waited. And I want to encourage you today, waiting upon the Lord is always going to prove to be a wise decision and a beneficial decision. There are blessings that are going to come with it. Put your hope in God. Have your confidence in him. God will show up. Now, in verse number 10, I love this. Isaiah writes, here am I and the children whom the Lord has given me. We are for signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts who dwells in Mount Zion. You know, signs and wonders are one of the things that we talk about in the church a lot. And we have many definitions of those signs and wonders, and many of them we put in this nice, neat little box. And here Isaiah says, you want to see a sign and a wonder? Here am I. Here are the children that God has given to me. Here is the promise of God. Here is the provision of God. Here is the faithfulness of God. We are going to live out faith here before you. You're going to see miraculous signs and wonders. At the beginning of chapter 8, Isaiah has a son. If you don't have anything to praise God for, maybe after this you will. God tells him to name his child Meher Shalal Hashbaz. Meher Shalal Hashbaz. Aren't you thankful? I'm so glad that my mama says, Bob. That's so much easier than Meher Shalal Hashbaz. And so Isaiah says, here's your sign right here. I'm your sign. I'm going to live out this relationship with God. Verse number 19 said that while all of this supernatural stuff was going on in right there in their midst, the hand of the Lord, the strong hand of God was upon him. God was speaking. God was instructing. God was directing. He says, and when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards who whisper and mutter, should not people seek their God? Can I ask you to do something? And that is, can I ask you to make it a matter of prayer as you're seeking God, if it's possible, I'm just going to throw it out there, is it possible that God could enhance the prayer life of the Christians in Brevard County in the summer of 2018? Do you think that's possible? Do you think it could take place in your life and in my life? Tonight, we are setting aside our normal Bible study for the month of July, and we're not doing kids ministry or youth ministry, and we're setting aside Wednesday nights as a time of prayer, thematic prayer, and tonight we're going to be praying about repentance, okay? And so that's what we're going to be doing. Right now, we live in a day and time where people are wanting to cry out to all sorts of idols. Yes, idolatry is still very much alive. Call out to celebrities. There are people who are wanting to still do what's talked about here, cry out to the dead. There are people who are looking for spirits and mediums and fortune tellers and psychics and seers and all of this. And God says, why would you go and seek people who are just going to go around and mutter in indistinguishable tones where what they have to say is not very clear at all? I want to make it clear here on the Refresh Radio program. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus died upon the cross and shed his blood so that our sins could be forgiven. He was beaten on his back because he wanted our bodies to be made whole. He is coming again because he wants us to be where he is forever. Okay? And he rose from the dead on the third day and has ascended to the right hand of the Father and is right now interceding. He is not dead. He is very much alive, and he is praying for you, and the Holy Spirit is praying for you in accordance with the perfect will of God. And we need to be seeking the Lord. We need to be praying. We need to be studying. Now, verse number 20, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So we've been talking about, you are the light of the world. And that light should manifest itself in the words that we speak. Words that are not birthed in our emotions, words that are not birthed in our frustrations or our anger, but words that are birthed in the Word of God, to the law and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. How much darkness are you and I willing to tolerate? Okay? Listen, there are a lot of voices out there, and they're all clamoring, listen to me, listen to me. You know what? I want you listening to God. I want you listening to his voice. I want you following his commands. And so whenever we have a visitor at Merritt Assembly of God, believe it or not, we are not praying for them that they would make Merritt Assembly of God their church home. I want to clarify. We are thrilled when people are called by God to make Merritt Assembly of God their church home. But what we pray for people is, God, would you direct people where you would have them to make the biggest impact, where they can grow, where they can serve faithfully, and they can make a huge impact for the kingdom of God. And so we pray for God to lead them and guide them to exactly the right spot. So one of the things that would benefit us greatly is if we would say, I'm going to begin to evaluate the celebrities that speak into my life, the politicians that speak into my life, if what they are having to say, the motivational speakers that speak into my life, the professors or the teachers that speak into my life, if what they say does not line up with the Word of God, I'm going to say that their mouth is coming from darkness when God wants my instruction to come from the Word of God, from the testimony, so that people will say, you know what? When that person speaks, it lights up the room. It lights up the room. Now, it says, number 21, they will pass through it hard-pressed and hungry, and it shall happen when they are hungry that they will be enraged and curse their God, and curse their king and their God and look upward. Then they will look to the earth and see trouble and darkness, gloom and anguish, and they will be driven into darkness. You know, one of the things that happens when you are driving a car is the car invariably, now unless you have some driver assist thing going on there, your car will automatically go the direction that you are looking. And that's why when you see people who get distracted and they start looking at a billboard or they see something else. I was driving down the road with my wife here a couple of weeks ago. I saw a van. We were getting ready to take some kids to camp. And so it's like, ooh, a van. And all of a sudden, the next thing I know, my vehicle that I'm driving is going towards where that van was. And it didn't go far. Don't panic. There wasn't anybody over there. It was safe. But you and I, if we do not look to God, then we're not going to be drawn to God. If we start looking to sources other than God that are going to perpetuate darkness in our life. That's what they said when they curse their king and their God, and they instead of look to him, they look to the earth and they see trouble, they see darkness, and it says this, they will be driven into darkness. I don't know about you, but I don't want my future to be darker than my present. I want my future to be filled with light, to be filled with life, to be filled with hope, to be filled with joy, to be filled up with Jesus, to be filled up with his word. That's what I want. I want my future. And so you and I, we have this tremendous ability. Do you know what happens if you're watching a TV program that's not light, it's darkness? You have the ability to turn it off. It's an amazing thing. It's called the off button on the remote. May your day be filled with light. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.